Greetings, saints of God. It is so important to recognize the goodness of God and the sacrifice that was made to buy or purchase our liberty. It is with joy that I come to you once more to speak on this very important topic, grace, God's grace. And how enormous it is, how sustainable it is, and the value of God's grace. Grace is a powerful, applicable part of the believer's life. And so by definition, we understand grace to be the unmerited favor of God. This word grace exists 159 times in the scriptures. For this podcast, I'd like to share our series of podcasts rather on grace. And I'm going to be using each letter of the word to describe it. And so we want to begin to look at grace as a gift. Grace as a gift this morning or today. The Bible said in Titus chapter 2, verse 10 to 12, the grace that bringeth salvation. So grace was a carrier. Grace is God responding to us in a favorable way, in spite of who we are. It is God's way of qualifying us for salvation by not giving us what we deserve. So grace is really the unmerited favor of God. And in that context, it is that which is used to redeem us. The Bible says, the grace that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. So no one can declare that they were not privileged of the grace. None of us are excused. In fact, the word of God says we are inexcusable because his grace came for mankind. And so the word of God said the grace that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. So grace is instructive. It's instructive. Through the grace of God, we can learn how to live by the scriptures. We can walk according to the truth of the gospel because the grace of God provides us that platform so to do. So it teaches us to deny ungodliness. Grace gives us a power to walk away from what is ungodly because we have been given a chance to live right before God because of his unmerited favor, which is grace. We can walk away from sin. Any operation that does not glorify God, we have the power to reject it. And that's what grace does. It's a gift. It is not something that you work for. It's something that you are given freely from the hand of God as a response to his love for us. Grace is a gift. So it teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, the cravings, the deep-seated desire for the things of the world. The grace of God give us the power to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts. The two things that tend to pull us away from God. The things that cause man to question if there's a God out there. And the power and force that lure people away from seeking after God because they are seeking after the things of the world. In fact, the scripture says in 2 John 2 verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for he that loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So the love of God comes out as a result of the grace of God that is bestowed upon us. And so it is our responsibility to treat this gift with respect and walked in obedience and subjection to the gift of God, which is God's grace. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless you.